B'choros, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav, 4-6. Since the previous mission we talked about taking wages for ruling on a b'chor, we're not going to talk about something in general, away from b'choros, in general, doing mitzvahs for pay. And the basic principle here is that that's really not allowed. The pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to the people, he says, Re'ei lamadati eschem chukim mishpatim ka'asher tzivani Hashem Elokai. He says, see that I taught you just as Hashem taught me. What do you mean, just as Hashem taught me? In the way Hashem taught me, meaning for free. So just as I'm teaching you Torah for free, you too should teach Torah for free. That's the primary rule. Now, a direct extension of that is to serve as a dayan, hora'a, ruling in a bezin, really an extension of Torah. So certainly functioning as a judge on a court to rule, make halachic rulings is restricted under this mitzvah of the Torah, to teach for free. But more than that, the Gemara extends it to really doing any mitzvah, that a person should do mitzvahs for himself, for others, at no charge. So that's the point of departure of our mission. Our mission says, Hanotel scharo ladun. If a person takes wages in order to function as a judge, to serve as a judge, dinav batalim, his judgments are annulled. So first of all, look, it says dinav, which is a plural, meaning his judgments, including retroactively, are annulled, because we say this is a guy who flouts the values of the Torah, which say you should be teaching Torah and ruling on halachas as serving as a dayan at no charge, and he's taking payment for it. So therefore, he doesn't take the Torah seriously. Therefore, the rabbis gave him a kanas and said a penalty and said, listen, this person is invalid as a judge and his judgments are invalidated retroactively. Now, we're not talking here about a case where a judge is, you know, being bribed or corrupt, like one side is paying. We're talking about even if, let's say, both parties in the Din Torah, they go together to the judge and they say, listen, we understand you're a busy man. We think we want you to be our judge. Here, each of us is giving $100, and now we're asking you together, no favoritism, we're each paying $100, to give us the true judgment, the true, you know, ruling on our case. That is what we're talking about. We're talking about that scenario where the judge may not take the money at all, and if he does, his ruling is invalid. Again, the reason why is because the Torah is saying that to function as a judge, to bring emes and din and justice to the world, is the basic role of a Jew, and therefore to take money for it is invalid, is simply unacceptable. Moreover, says the Mishnah, Laha'id, if a person takes money to serve as a witness, to pay to give testimony, a dosav batalin. So then his testimonies are also rendered invalid. Again, the same idea. If you have something to say, you should say it. You shouldn't charge for it. If you do say, take money for it, again, it looks suspicious. It undermines the basic spirit of the Torah, and therefore his testimony is not admissible in the court. It's batal, it's annulled. Further, says the Mishnah, lahazos ulekadesh. Here, this is talking about a specific mitzvah of the lahazos, is to sprinkle the mechatas, that spring water that's mixed with the ashes from the paraduma, that red cow, in order to purify people from tumas meis. So if a person takes money to do the sprinkling, that's forbidden because it's a mitzvah to function that way. And similarly, lekadesh, which means here to prepare the waters, to take the spring water and mix it with the ashes. So then if he charges money for that service again, so then what he's done is invalid. Says the Mishnah, this is really a turn of phrase, an idiom which exists elsewhere in Shas. Meimav meima'ara ve'efro efer mikla, which means the water that he prepared, that really he followed the technical instructions of how to make the purifying waters of the mechatas with the paraduma ashes and so on, we treat it as if it's meima'ara, meaning like cave water, meaning it's just the water may have come from a spring and have ashes, but it's not effective. And similarly, Ephro Efer Mikla means his ashes are just commonly ashes that you get from the bottom of the hearth, you know, in the fireplace. Nothing to do with anything, even though it, in fact, came from a burned paraduma, a red cow, but we treat it as if it's, you know, just commonplace ashes. Now, all that said, we're going to give three very important, like, I'll call them exceptions, but essentially ways in which a person could be paid indirectly for doing a mitzvah. And this, of course, is going to be used on a daily basis in terms of religious functionaries in our society as of today. First of all, says the Mishnah, Imhaya Kohen v'tim'ahu mitrumaso. If he were a Kohen, and the Kohen now has become rendered invalid, let's say, for example, preparing the paradum water, sprinkling it, can make a person tame, or he had to be a judge, and to get to the court, he had to, you know, whatever, walk in a place that makes him tame. And we're not talking about the Doraisa of going through a cemetery, which a Kohen can't do. But whatever, if it involves him to become Tommy, he's ruling on a dead rat, so he has to hold it or who knows what. Then, since he can't eat truma, which is his normal food, and because that Kohen gets it for free, but you can't eat truma when you're Tommy, and truma is much cheaper than regular food. Okay? So therefore, machilu, umashko, vesacho, you're allowed to provide him with food and drink and oil to anoint himself. That's not truma, so he can do that and use it because he can't use this truma. The Yerushalmi speaks out that really you can't just give him anything for free because you know he's supposed to be paying for his food. Just truma is cheaper food, or truma oil is cheaper oil, and therefore basically you're sort of allowed to provide him for the difference so that he essentially is not losing out on the deal. And that's the principle. The principle is you're providing him with food just so he shouldn't lose out, not that you're essentially spoiling him, you know, wining and dining him. Similarly, if the judge who's doing the ruling here or whatever is praying the mimic or any other mitzvah, whatever it is, if he's elderly and he can't walk by himself, markivo alachamor, you can provide him a donkey to ride on, equivalent of us, you know, essentially paying for his taxi to come to do the mitzvah. That you can do, because that's not paying for the mitzvah. That's just so he shouldn't lose out, having to lay out money himself because he can't walk. He's taking a cab, so you can pay for his cab. And the third thing is venosno scharo kafoel. You can pay him like a poel. Now, this means a worker. What this means, forget the translation for a second. It means, let's say this guy works as an electrician and he charges 100 shekels an hour for his services. Now, that's hard work and maybe it's dangerous. I don't know what. So he says, listen, how much would you rather get paid to take a day off of work? No need to go into the, you know, shop, electrical shop. And instead, sit around and, you know, whatever, be a judge or a witness or I don't know what it is, you know, prepare some paradum water, which is much less demanding, okay? Much less demanding. So he said, listen, I need a family to feed. I wouldn't do it for free because I need to get money to feed my family, but it sounds like a break and easier than being electrician work. I would take 80 shekels an hour for that, not 100 shekels an hour. So you're allowed to pay him 80 shekels an hour, okay? You can't pay him the full 100 like normally gets paid because he's doing easier work, functioning, you know, to prepare paradum water or do whatever mitzvah it is, which is less demanding, like checking your mezuzahs, I don't know, whatever it is, instead of the more demanding electrician, but you don't pay the full electrician's wage, just how much you prepare to take to do the lesser work.